Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, I'm out there. I'm Africa, I'm there. The beautiful Africa, is the legend, Fasalarona, the longest hours, Tigorahena, Shangolasha. My Africa, land is supreme. Land is supreme, my Africa. But you, the individual, African personality, are superlative. Your life on this earth is superlative, my Africa. And why do you say superlative? It is because it's only you, the only one, living your life. It is irreplaceable, my Africa. Your life is irreplaceable. Cannot be substituted by another life. You occupy your individual time and space on this earth, living it, my Africa. And the question is, why can't it be life to the fullest? Why can't you? Why should we have 21 years after we overthrew the yoke of apartheid? Why should majority of the people go? Some go to bed hungry. Why? Why? Homeless. No water. Nothing. And then we have billions running around. Africa. Your life is irreplaceable. It cannot be substituted. And we say again, my Africa, your work, your contribution to this, your life and humanity is unique. Your contributions, my Africa, once you do it, because you are doing it within your lifespan, nobody else can repeat that, and no other person can do that. There is no other but you and only your one life to live. Don't waste it, my Africa. Don't waste it. As you say, we Africanists guarantee you, the individual, my Africa. Pan-Africanists fought and overthrew the apartheid colonial occupation to guarantee you, my Africa, the individual, your fundamental, your freedoms. So we say, vote as my Africa. My Africa, Clarence Mladenhle Makwetu, our president, the PAC president of Africa, was interned, buried yesterday, April 16th. And as we pointed out in the previous program, he passed away on April 1st. And Africa, to repeat his history, he was born in Confimbaba in the Eastern Cape, Africa, devoted 40 years of his life in the liberation struggle against the apartheid colonial occupation. Founder member of the Pan-Africanist Congress in 1959, Africa. PAC secretary in Langa. In fact, he was the first secretary in Langa, and later became the regional chairperson of the Western Cape. Then, at that time, it was a PAC stronghold. And it is still a PAC stronghold, my Africa. Rise up, individual. My Africa, wherever you are, rise up the PAC. Do not wait for leader, because when you wait for leadership, yes, you need guidance from the leadership in terms of our democratic centralism and the elective system. However, my Africa, you are the leader right there, because your life is ticking, and the PAC life is ticking. And it's sad and tragic to hear people say that. In fact, somebody was saying on TV the other day that if you speak about the PAC, people start laughing. They laugh. It becomes a joke. So, my Africa, we are saying to you, and those unaffiliated, my Africa, those who call themselves Africans, rise up. Make a claim. Because those who pass through, it's a transition. It is not static, my Africa. And as we point out that in 1962, my Africa, Makwetu, was arrested in the Transkei and brought back to the Cape. And in fact, he was banished in 1961 for PAC activities. And later was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment on Robben Island. And in 1976, during the riots, the student revolts, he was again detained, my Africa. So, Mafrika Makwetu spent his life to the degree that he outspent it for the liberation struggle. And the point here, Mafika, that we need to point out, as you say, that the individual, Mwafrika Makwetu, is irreplaceable for his unique contribution to the struggle. Whatever he did, nobody else can repeat that, and the time cannot be repeated. And as a liberation warrior, a father, a grandfather, now an ancestor, his service during this one life on earth was remarkable, Mwafrika. And like many of the sons and daughters of the soil, sons and daughters of Africa, he played his unique and pivotal role within the PAC collective. Of course, PAC was one of the most vociferous, outstanding, challenging, I mean, warrior-like, to the extent of being brutal, facing the regime. And at that time, Africa, not everybody else, the struggle was not popular. The daring, the most bravest were the ones who stood up. The others, no, you couldn't. I mean, look, it's like we're living under the Bastille. So his unique and pivotal role cannot be repeated, Mwafrika, because time is gone. Time will not go back. And we thank you, Mwafrika Makwetu. Hamba kahle, we say, son of the soil. Tsamaya ka kgotso, Mwafrika, son of Africa. But the lesson here, Mwafrika, we say to Mwafrika, each one enhance another. Each one must lift the other. Do not put another down. To those amongst Africans, do not wait for Mwafrika to transition. That's when you go to the funeral to pay your respects, yes, and praises. But what do you do in the interim? And some of you will be calling unity, unity. At the same time, once you go by Monday, Tuesday, you go back to your old traditions of dividing and decimating this solid and historic movement, solid and historic contributions. And it's like a vicious cycle. And we're saying, Africa, we are all equal. None of you is more equal than the other. And none of you, yes, you've contributed degrees of contribution. But we say, Mwafrika, each one, do not wait for the next one, because your life is not waiting. Stand up, contribute. Wherever you are, it's easier to contribute in your block. Take 5 houses in your block, at least. 5 houses. Do not go further. 5 houses where you can walk. You don't have to get on a taxi. You don't have to pay transport. You don't have to do. You just do it. For the sake of those that have contributed so much, Mwafrika. And to those that got the vote, that we liberated. As we say, wherever you are, mobilize, propagate as Mwafrika to raise this African personality, because we are being beaten up by our own brethren, a majority government. There's no direction. Everybody's crying foul. No, you don't have to cry foul. You stand up there and begin to organize. Get 5 houses in your block. And we say to Mwafrika, vote as Mwafrika. Enhance each other to the extent for each one to his or her abilities, and push to build Mwafrika, the African socialist democracy. And what we mean by that, it's a social order that's fundamentally democratic in form, socialist in context, and Africanist in orientation. High principle, high discipline, high morale. High morale, high discipline. High discipline, high morale. High morality, high discipline. Now, we are talking about a democracy that thinks in terms of the individual Mwafrika. First, Mwafrika first, not groups. And we say Mwafrika alone, where you are, between 10 or take 15 houses, or increase them 10. Okay, you can make a difference while you live this gift of life. Don't waste it. Don't wait for anything. You already have the gift to do something and the language to do something. Speak to the people. Let's mobilize. And the likes of Makwetu uprooted the apartheid regime when it was most vicious, against all odds, alone. He didn't wait for anybody. He did it. You can build and cast your vote to build a one Azania, one nation government of the Africans by the Africans for the Africans. Please, Mafrika, let's wake up. The Lion of Azania, Jephthah Khalibi Masebola, perished, Mafrika, was killed on 17 April 1990. Today, Mafrika will commemorate and eulogize him for all his contributions. But Mafrika, as you say, born in 1928, perished in 1990, in fact, assassinated in 1990. And the country was robbed, Mafrika, of an intrepid freedom fighter. I'm quoting the words of Samdi Tsoho, another African in Africa. Masemola died. He was killed in a mysterious car accident on his way to the hospital. And he had been released, Mafrika, 6 months earlier from Robben Island after 28 years. And nine of each, Mafrika, according to the written according to the written tribute, nine of these years, of the 28 years, he spent in solitary confinement. So he was repeatedly in defiance, confrontation, going on hunger strike, and enduring the hardship of Africa. But he never attracted the international media attention so far. Even the local media of Africa does not give, maybe yes, recently they've tried, but they have not been giving him. And Mafrika, to point out, in 1961, when the PAC was banned, Masemola and others were sent out of the country to set up the PAC underground guerrilla structures. And Porto, at that time, Mafrika, as we pointed out, Porto was operative because, as we speak, 83 of Porto members are being exhumed in Pretoria prison, buried in nondescript, unmarked graves. And the government is sorting out, trying to, because as we pointed out, some of them were buried in one grave, four, five, six, to a grave. More than four, three, two, to a grave. So they have to sort out the DNA, separate it, and identify them appropriately to families. And we're saying, Africa, that hollow ground. In fact, the family might opt, we wish the family should opt to bury them again together in that hollow ground and build a statue or something, build an amber light. But our children do not forget for the future, because why? What is happening now? That our brethren are trying to bury us, taking our names, and they just take your name of your hero and, you know, they tell you, no, you can't, you have no right to it. So, my Africa, we are saying to the family, insist that hollow ground must not be, it must remain there forever and ever and ever, because we are all passing through. We are not stationary here. We are passing through. So, Masemola was abducted, my Africa, in 1961 by the apartheid forces. And most members of his unit, my Africa, were sentenced to serve on Robben Island. Can you name them, my Africa? Among Masemola was Samuel Chibane, Philemon Tefu, John Kosi, Isaac Timunye, and Dimake Malepe. Some, of course, have already transitioned. They were all sentenced to life for furthering the aims of the PAC. And in 19, as we say, that they were arrested in sentenced in 1963. It's only in 1964 when you have the Rivonia trialists. Among them, Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu, Govan Mbeki, Amk Katrada, Wilton Mkwai, Raymond Mhlaba, Elias Motsoaledi, and Andrew Mulangeni. The trialists joined the PAC freedom fighters in jail. They joined them. The PAC was there before everybody. But our media never stated this. Of course, the truth, lies will never last, because the truth ultimately shall emerge. But we are not degrading anybody else's contribution. We are just saying that give due to each life, because that's a reflection of what is happening today. We are chasing material things. We are chasing artificial things. Stealing money from the government, the people are going hungry. And Africa, You, the individual Mafi goes hungry, jobless for 21 years. That's your government. Take over. Rise up. And the best way to rise up, Mafi, is to vote Mafi. So Masemola Kalabi Jafta was a victim of systematic assassination. And Mafi, till today, you've got to investigate who was the driver of the truck that collided with his car. Did he appear? Did the driver appear in court to answer questions? Which court are the records of the scene of the accident? Who were the police officers who were dispatched to the scene of the accident? An inquest is a must. We call for an inquest, Mafrika. And Mafrika, to continue, Mafrika, there were all other victims of the assassination campaign. We can mention Mafrika Sabelo Gweta, popularly known as Sabelo Palmer. That's another jewel of the Pan-African liberation struggle. And he was the commander of the PAC military wing, the Azanian People's Liberation Army, APLA. Was killed in a car crash too, Mafrika, in Tanzania, 9 February 1994. At the time, at the height of the transition. And Mafrika, we've had other victims too of systematic assassination. Jealous also were killed, some Mabi, and other members of the Black Consensus Movement, which was an ally of the PAC, Azanian People's Organization, Muntu Muyeza, killed. And the killing has not ended, Mafrika. It has not ended. The thing that puzzles me, as I pointed out in the previous programs, was that my brethren from the same locality, Rockville, They, because of their nearness to Morris Isaacson, they were the ones pivotal in terms of organizing 1976. And they ended up leading the struggle. The likes of Mafrika General Siyaya Nkonyeni, Willie Nkonyeni. Not far from my home, almost next door, neighbor, Musoye Makhalefa, in the neighborhood. Huh? Reggie Khumalo, I knew him when he was still young, up and coming. All this Ma-Africa gone from the same area, highly placed. Now, Ma-Africa Nkonyeni, general in the army, Ma-Africa Makhalefa, Rear Admiral, Reggie Khumalo, PAC representative at the PAC Observer Mission at the United Nations. These are accomplished, Mafrika. They are accomplished. But all got sick. Got sick at the same. From the same area, a highly placed Mafrika. Suffer, serve, suffer, sacrifice. We are still doing it, Mafrika. But if we stand up individual, don't wait for the leadership. Don't even ask for leadership. Wherever you are in the community, make sure that you organize 10, 5, 6, get your branches strengthened, and make sure that the PAC is strengthened. But most important thing, because people look for positions in structures and then keep quiet. No. Go out, talk to the people. When you get a chance, talk to the neighbors. 5 houses, as we say, 10 houses, 15 houses. It's within your walking distance. Because why? Much of the time we're unemployed. Second, we are even hungry. Third, no money for transport. Fourth, you cannot afford telephone. If you have at home, if you have to call, it's like, hey, call me back. Please call me back. So that's how we've been underdeveloped. Talk about the underdevelopment of Africa. The African brethren, the majority, are the ones who are underdevelopers. So my Africa, the killing of Africa continues. We've had the Lion of Azania, Zephaniah Mutupi, cancer. Nyatipukela, the most prolific leader who was building and uniting the PAC, poison Mafrika, stomach cancer. And Mangaliso Robert Sobukwe, cancer of the throat. Well, they would say that he used to smoke and well, no, come on, man. That man was young, 54. He was young when he left. So, according to Coach Sobukwe Mafrika, we do not wish to use anybody. Nor do we wish to be used by anybody. We want to make the African people conscious of the fact that they have to win their own liberation, relying on themselves to carry on a relentless and determined struggle instead of relying on court cases and negotiations on their behalf by sympathetic whites. That is what is happening. The majority of the people don't have money. And if there's litigation, public protector, she can only handle one case at a time. And nobody's representing the people. We are said to you, Mafrika, the individual Mafrika. You got to vote for Mafrika, but vote for the people's parliament. Because party parliament does not represent the people. And it has come out clearly that to this system of government, the proportional system of government, it was imposed, Mafrika, because of the compromise and corruption. The system supports groupings to a point where mafia-type groupings. And you begin to support individuals, and what happens is that even individual leaders in a party begin to dictate, and if they corrupt, you got to still protect them. That's exactly what is happening. And now, who is going to court? Most, yes, with the lack of having at least an opposition, most of the litigants have been whites, sympathetic. And didn't we liberate this country? We did, Mafrika. Didn't you fight to liberate the country? You did. And Mafrika, we just pointed out those Matthias who've served, suffered, and sacrificed. For you to have the vote, Mafrika, there's nothing much to ask. Please go and vote as Mafrika. And as you say, Mafrika, these gallant leaders, sons and daughters of Africa, served, suffered, and sacrificed for you, Mafrika, to have the vote. Vote to establish the Republic of Azania, African Socialist Democracy. Vote to establish a nation and social order that's fundamentally democratic in form, socialist in content, and Africanist in orientation. Let's build our own government. Let's build your honor in people calling yourself your honor in parliament. Yes, they are honorable parliament, because that's what the British used to say. But why don't you call each other Mafrika? Why don't you call it Khaitedi? Huh? Why don't you call yourself Mafrika in parliament? Something else that's unique to you. That's why Mafrika, we are saying that we are in a perpetual state of occupation, perpetual state of deception, and that's what is breeding the corruption. And we have despotic tendencies. People being put up. Because the question is, this question of winning the structure, leadership in the structure, it should stop. Let it fall back to the individual, Mafrika. Because we protect you. And we say, Mafrika, you come first. You got to have a job, Mafrika. You got to have food on the table, at the minimum. You have something to eat. Don't go to bed hungry. You got to have a home, Africa. Something decent. Clean water, Africa. Clean drinking water. Good health, Africa. We should support you. With all the wealth that we have, Africa, you don't have to run out of pills, be given Panado when you're sick. You got to have affordable electricity, Africa. You got to be able to call, to talk on the phone without, please call me back. Make it cheap. Make the telephone cheap. Communication is a right. And without communication, the nation do not develop. That's how you do your homework. That's how you converse. That's how you do the economy. That's how you, sometimes it's 911. You can't even call 911, huh? 111. We don't need the big houses, man. We don't need this artificial stuff, the big compounds, because we are dying. We don't need the big swimming pools, big cars, big everything. Let's get rid of these thieves amongst us, man. Let's stop them. We ask each one of us, wherever you are, Africa, in the country, ask community to vote. As you say, get 3 houses, 2 houses, 5 houses. As you say, Africa, we guarantee you, Africa, your rights as an individual. We do not think in terms of minority group rights, because we think in terms of individuals, not groups. We speak of people's interests. People's parliament, not white interests, not colored interests, not Bantu interests, not Indian interests, not Khoi interests, tribal or regional interests for that matter. The country is divided, Mafrika. And to point out Mafrika, because we are non-racialists, we see the individual. See, once you start balkanizing the country in terms of groups, then the further division occurs. PAC, the Africanists, were the ones, the first to push non-racialism. On what basis, my friend? On the basis that, like, for example, against multiracialism, let me quote Sobukwe, we have this objection against multiracialism, that the history of South Africa has fostered group prejudices and antagonisms. Now, before I continue, Africa, who is South Africa? As she pointed out in the last program from Africa, a 17-year-old boy from Great Britain landed in Durban, Africa, I think in 1870, with £3,000 borrowed or loaned by his aunt. And his ambition, Africa, turned out to have been that he wanted to build a federal state of South Africa, in South Africa, under the British flag. He got that. So you perpetually call your names by others. That's why the African gods, the Khoikhois, Mahosi, the chiefs, they resisted the kings, kings and chiefs who resisted Mafrika, their spirit is not at peace. Because you keep on calling your name after a namesake of a young 17-year-old boy from Britain. As you pointed out, Africa, against multiracialism, to quote Sobukwe, we have this objection that the history of South Africa has fostered group prejudices and antagonisms. And if we have to maintain the same group exclusiveness parading under the term multiracialism, we shall be transporting to the new Africa these very antagonisms and conflicts. Further, multiracialism is in fact a pandering to European bigotry and arrogance. It is a method of safeguarding white interests, implying, as it does, proportional representation irrespective of population figures. In that sense, it is a complete negation of democracy. To add the term multiracialism implies that there are such basic insuperable differences between various national groups here that the best course is to keep them permanently distinctive in a kind of democratic apartheid. Democratic apartheid, that's what's happening there. Divided in groups and people proportioning votes to people who don't deserve that. That's why the parliament is stagnant. And the ruling by the Constitutional Court points to that. So we need government by the people. As we say that we aim politically at government of the Africans by the Africans for the Africans. Africa, as you say that, we need a people's parliament. But it starts with you at the street corner. Get five houses. Get five houses, my Africa. Get five of my Africa to support, to vote as my Africa. You don't need to say we are running short of money, we are funding everywhere, because my Africa, Sobukwe, has said that we've got to do it. That we've got to do it by ourselves. And we did it by ourselves. If we needed money, we'd go get it. So this time you don't need money. You just have to go and talk to the people. Do not wait for funding and say you want to go run placards, want posters. No, you don't run posters. What has happened, in fact, with the governing party? They had to fill up the stadium. They had to pay money. How 21 years of the vote, your people cannot transport themselves to the stadium. You still have to buy them food, buy them transport, buy them everything. My Africa, isolate. Thanks a lot, Mafrika, for the privilege of talking to you, and thanks a lot for the privilege of listening. Thank you.